Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Kremlin, Colorado. I am at the Latigo Ranch. It is spectacular up here. I left on Friday morning. I left 70-some degree weather, and I have had just a phenomenal, spectacular trip. Flew into Denver International Airport. You saw my pictures. Now, I have a ton of pictures on Facebook. I am scattered all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, it's out there. I want everyone to go to those sites and simply just go to travelingwithfrancoise.com and click on all those little icons up in the corner, and you will see my adventure so far here in Colorado. First of all, y'all knew I was talking, y'all, listen to me, y'all, I already have you all in here. I've only been at the Latigo Ranch about 2 hours, and I'm already getting into the cowboy spirit. It is so spectacular up here. I don't even have the words to describe how beautiful it is up here. But we're going to talk to the owners a little bit later on the show. We have quite a diverse lineup for you. We have actually one of the writers. I'm on a slash kind of media trip as well. This is not just for Traveling with Françoise. So I have some media here. They're going to be on the air. We have the owners of the Latigo Ranch. We have the manager from Western Riviera. You all remember the Western Riviera. I stayed there last time I was in Grand County, and I stayed there again in Grand Lake for the Winter Carnival. Tracy will be joining us, and we also have Samantha Miller from the Grand Lake Chamber. So, and Gaylean Orr, she will be joining us as well, and she is with Grand County Tourism. So I have a really nice mix, so you're going to get quite a feel of everything that's been happening the last couple days on my trip. Now, as for snow, it didn't real snow falling. There wasn't really any of that until we got up here to Kremlin at the Latigo Ranch. But it was a light, just a real little tiny pieces, just so spectacular. And one thing I noticed driving in, the snow has little crystals and diamonds. It just sparkles. I don't know what it's called, but it really does. It just sparkles. It is, again, just beautiful up here. So I started my weekend off in Grand Lake, which is in Grand County, for their Winter Carnival. Remember, I talked about that on the business show, Business for Breakfast. I talked a little bit about it last week on Traveling with Françoise. And I saw more things that I do. This is really what a Winter Carnival is all about. They had teapot curling. They had a royal snowman contest. They had jousting with kids in the park. They also had bed sled races, which were hilarious. So much fun. The town was having a blast. They had human bowling. This really was quite a crazy winter carnival. It happens every year in a Grand Lake, and you have to go, folks. You really have to go. For some of you, it was a snowmobiling. They had the snowmobile races out there on the lake. The lake freezes over except for a small part. This big, beautiful lake. So everywhere you look is snow and ice crystals and just gorgeous. And again, a lot of snowmobiles, they take over the town. They come on in on those snowmobiles, and they're having a blast. But you could drive in. The roads were all clear. The roads were clear. Just a lot of fun. All day long, all the events were happening at the Winter Carnival in Grand Lake. And at night, they top it off with fireworks. So really a spectacular day. I saw a lot of things that I have never seen before, which made me realize that life does go on when there's snow. Now, we in Southern California and in the Coachella Valley, we tend to think, well, all right, it might be snowing in other parts. They must never leave their house, but that is not true. I wore pretty much appropriate clothing. I will talk about the temperatures just a little bit. It was fairly warm in Grand Lake. I think it was in the 40s. With the sun shining the entire time, just gorgeous, which does make the snow melt a little bit quicker. But I was a little chilly at night, but during the day, I managed to do just fine. And I did. I realized a lot of things. And I also realized something else. Now I understand why our folks from Minnesota and Canada and where the areas where it snows, when they come to the Coachella Valley for a couple months, why they are able to wear shorts and short sleeves the entire time. I understand that now completely. I will never make fun of one of our snowbirds again, ever. I promise. Well, again, folks, this is Françoise Rose. I'm coming to you live from the Latigo Ranch here in Kremlin, Colorado. We go to the website. Again, I want you to check it out to link to my Facebook pages so you can see all the great pictures I've been showing of a few of me, but mostly of all the activities going on. Again, I stayed at the Western Riviera Lakeside Hotel. I want to thank the owners there, Jackie and Mike Tompkins. They have such a lovely property right there on the lake. My room had a lake view, so I was able to watch the snowmobile races and the fireworks at night last night from my room. But I did go outside at night. It was a little chilly at night for me, but I managed. I have gloves. I have a hat. I have a scarf. I have it all. But then I ventured out all day long yesterday, walked down there right in front. I just steps to the lake where I was watching the snowmobile races and the town itself. One main street, no stoplights, no big box stores. Everyone is so nice. And tons of coffee shops and restaurants, theater. They have the grocery store, really everything that you need to have a wonderful, beautiful life. And if you didn't want to drive around, you just hop on your snowmobile and you do it that way. That was, I rode a snowmobile here as well. My goal here at Latigo Ranch is to do some snowshoeing. I think that's the correct way to say it. I've never done that before. Skiing, I didn't do the Nordic skiing yesterday. I will be honest about that because I didn't want to slow the group down. Everybody else, they were pretty much skiers, not me so much. The last time I skied was, where was it? I think it was up in Heavenly or something like that. And it just, I did fine, but I thought I would just slow this group down. So I won't. I'm going to stick around town and enjoy the winter carnival, which I did. I had such a fun time. So again, we have a great show lined up for you today, but I want you to always, when all this is said and done, I will make sure there's a page up with all the links to the places I stayed with more photographs and more about my experience. 2 hours isn't going to be enough for me to talk about my experience, and I want to certainly have all our guests on so they can tell us about the areas. About the area that they know. I don't really know these areas. I know that we tend to think that the roads kind of, well, at least I do because I'm a California native. You tend to think that the roads just shut down, that everything goes in lockdown when there's snowfall. But coming out here to Latigo Ranch, all the roads were wide open, and we went through some areas that were breathtaking. The Continental Divide, I can see that from my room. Of course, the Rocky Mountain National Park, that is just, what, an hour or so out of Grand Lake. You can go up there and just see that. Again, a breathtaking, beautiful, beautiful area up here. And I encourage everyone to come up to this area, come up to Grand County, come up to Kremling. Whether it's in the winter or the summer, you will just want to relax and enjoy life and partake in maybe a lot of adventures that you might not do at home, or you might not do even if you live in Minnesota and Nebraska and all those, Michigan, you might not do what they do up here. And I am, again, at a Dude Ranch. This is my first time at an official Dude Ranch, and there is a sign right up here in front of me that says the Dude Ranchers Association established in 1926. And the feel here, the log cabins, it's really a lot of fun. I haven't posted very many pictures yet. I did post a video on Facebook about my room, so you can go to Traveling with Francoise, and the video is there, and I am linking those over to Francoise Rose. But again, I haven't had a whole lot of time. We just got up here this morning, and I wanted to sightsee just a tiny bit. I have a little bit, and then it snowed a little, and I had to go wrap myself up and get myself ready for the show, because I am here to do Traveling with Francoise, and just very, very excited about it. So again, I stayed at the Western Riviera Lakeside Hotel when I was in Grand Lake in Grand County there during the Winter Carnival. Then we all hopped into Gaylene's Jeep and drove on up here to the Latigo Ranch, which is in Kremling, Colorado, up in the mountains. And it is up in the mountains. And we were greeted by a llama. Who knew? And there's a lot of elks running around. Down by Grand Lake, there's the elks and the moose. And however, I saw up here, I'm going from one place to the other. I know I'm jumping back and forth. But up here, I saw a beautiful snow bunny. I think it's a snow rabbit, but it's a snow bunny. Ugh, he was just, just gorgeous. This thick white fur. I didn't have a chance to take a picture, but oh well, maybe when I go out later on. All right, folks, on that note, I'm going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have Jim Yost, and he's going to be joining us. He is one of the owners here at the Latigo Ranch. So stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio. Money Radio 1200.
Thai Smile Rancho Mirage has moved and is now on El Paseo in Palm Desert, between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile, located on El Paseo today, at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See it, Thai Smile Rancho Mirage, on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
So this weekend's a good time to clean up around here, eh?
Yeah, good idea.
Get rid of all that old stuff we don't need anymore. We should take all our extra stuff over to Angel View.
Angel View?
Sure, Angel View Resale Stores. They'll take our donated items, sell them through their resale stores, and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people.
There's an Angel View Resale Store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666. Donate to Angel View today.
At Caliente Springs, Healthy Living is calling those adults 55 and over in search of the perfect vacation home offering the best values in the valley. Caliente Springs is a gated community with spacious RV sites, vacation rentals, nearby dining, daily activities, and our natural hot waters. Located in Desert Edge near Desert Hot Springs, just minutes from Palm Springs. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's rvwell.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Colorado. I started out in Denver. From Denver, I went to Grand County and Grand Lake, and from there, I am up here in Kremling at the Latigo Dude Ranch, and it is gorgeous. Joining us now is one of the owners, Jim Yost. Hi, Jim.
Hi, and welcome to Latigo.
Thank you so much. Now, I am bundled up as if it's 10 below zero out there. You're just in kind of flannel pants and a shirt, and I think you've been up here a while.
Yes, we've been here 30 years.
30 years. Now, Jim, give us a little bit. First of all, there's two couples that own the ranch here. And who are they?
Okay, so there's my wife, Kathy, and myself. And then Randy and Lisa George.
All right. And how did you all, were you friends before you did this adventure together? How did it all come about that you came up in this this spectacular out-of-the-way place? It is out-of-the-way. That's why all the outdoor activities is so incredible. How did this all happen?
Randy and I have known each other for, 40-some years now. When we were in graduate school together at the University of Colorado, I came back from the Amazon with my wife and decided that I wanted to do something different. Randy was at another dude ranch, and we worked together for a few years and decided we'd buy our own place. And we bought the place in January, and then in May of that year, Randy got married. So the four of us ended up here.
All right. Now, Randy was the dude ranch fellow. You are in the Amazon. I'm not sure you did much dude ranching in the Amazon.
Well, you know, down there, I was living with the tribe, and I like to say that I finished playing Indians, and now I'm playing cowboy.
Yeah, you're playing cowboy. All right, and for those, and I'll do this actually throughout the show, and I'm going to have Randy do the same thing. Describe where we are located. If people want to go to a map right now, where would they look on the map to have an idea where the Latigo Ranch is?
Okay, we are in the northern Rockies, about 3 hours west of Denver. A little bit north, but mostly west. North of I-70, about an hour. About an hour south of the Wyoming border.
All right. And the elevation here?
We're at 9,000 feet elevation.
9,000 feet. And right now, the temperature is?
It's about 28 degrees right now. Last night it got down to around 15 or so.
All right. I'm going to admit something on the air, Jim, and don't laugh. I went in and turned every single heater up to high in my room right now until I adjust. But it is just so gorgeous. Now, this is a year-round. This ranch, Latigo Ranch, Dude Ranch, Ranch, Latigo Trails, however you want to call it, folks. You can look it up so many different ways online. You're open year-round.
Yes, we open the first week of June for a summer program, which is centered around horseback riding and fishing and dancing and things like that. And we go through the third week of September. In the third week of September, we have a very legitimate, genuine cattle roundup. We help our neighbors bring in sometimes over 1,000 head of cattle, get them down out of the summer pastures down into the winter range. That finishes off our summer season. And then we open up mid-December for cross-country skiing.
Okay, and people, you know, there's, you know, when they talk about Dude Ranches, and I don't know, there's, for people that have never been, again, this is my first experience at a, quote, a Dude Ranch. I mean, it's not just sitting around the campfire singing songs. There's a ton of things to do out here. And really, the whole idea of coming to a ranch such as this is to enjoy Mother Nature, to enjoy this beautiful setting.
You know, the real purpose of Latigo Ranch is to allow families a retreat from the hectic lifestyle that they live in the city, to give them an opportunity to enjoy each other as a family and to get to know some other people in a very small setting, very personal setting. Our staff and our guests become close friends, communicate for years with each other. We like to think of it as, we say it like family coming home. But what we really want to do is just give people a chance to escape the hectic lifestyles that they normally live.
Well, and I find it easy to do. I mean, I am up here and I'm already settling in just into the lifestyle. And the website, folks, is latigotrails.com. So for those of you online, you can go to your website right now and check it out, which is latigotrails.com, and you can look and see where I am. Now, we talk about lifestyle at a Dude Ranch, and I see that you have several different lodgings here, that you have large parties that come up here, and I would imagine that actually book the entire ranch property for seminars and events and just about everything.
Yes, particularly in the fall season and in the shoulder seasons, we have we can take in conferences and that sort of thing. We're limited in the number of people we can take. Usually, when it gets above 30 people, it's a little more difficult for us. So it's board meetings, for example. They like to, well, in the wintertime, they like to ski in the morning, meet in the afternoon, or go snowshoeing or something like that. So there's activities that they can combine with their meetings and that sort of thing. In the summertime, it's programmed pretty intensely. So if you come, you'll check in on Sunday, check out on the following Saturday, and there aren't very many minutes of the day that you're going to have time to think about something else.
Something else, like social media, folks, and all that sort of stuff that we get ourselves wrapped up in. And with us is Jim Yost. He is one of the owners here at Latigo Ranch. And we talk about, you mentioned families, and you said a week. Now, I would think it would make no sense to want to go to a place like this for a night. So you have, it's a week-long policy.
That's correct. In the summertime, it's week-long. In the wintertime, you can come in and ski and have lunch and leave, but you can also stay for a week or more.
Oh, right. When we drove up, there's actually a gal out there. Now, they're not downhill skiing. They're cross-country, correct?
That's correct, yes. We groom about 50 kilometers of trail for cross-country skiers. We have a skating lane as well of classic diagonal stride lanes, and everything from flat terrain to some more challenging stuff.
I'm looking for the flat terrain, by the way, Jim, so you're going to have to point me in that direction. And let's talk about the property itself here. And again, folks, we are at the Latigo Ranch, which is up here in Kremlin, Colorado. The website is latigotrails.com. We just, of course, drive in. You see for miles. You see the Continental Divide. We see for miles in every direction. But as far as the property, how large is the ranch itself?
We have 550 acres.
Whoa.
And we are surrounded on three sides by national forest. So we have access to, well, if we could use it all, about 400 square miles. It's isolated. We're about a half an hour from the nearest town. And as you mentioned, 9,000 feet elevation. It goes up to 10,000 feet up above us. So just about a little bit of everything.
A little bit. And what kind of animals do you have? Cattle? Do you have horses? What do you house on the ranch here for your guests?
In the summertime, we'll have about 80 horses. And we also have cattle that we run, and we play with those too. Do a little thing called team penning and do a little bit of a roundup with them every week so that people get a little bit of a taste of what working on a ranch really could be. And then trail rides every day. We have cookouts. We've got dances. There's an activity plan for every evening. Overnight pack trip, breakfast ride, evening ride. You name it, there's something to keep you occupied.
Now, do you still ride the horses? Are you out there all the time?
I always take the pack trip out every week.
Oh, yeah.
So I still get to spend a fair amount of time in the saddle.
Oh.
And I love it. And I give horsemanship lessons and fly fishing lessons. Those are two of my passions.
Oh, no wonder. Well, I could see why. It's getting gorgeous up here. Now, during the wintertime, I saw the snow bunny running around. We saw a llama. What's the story about the llama when we drove in?
We used to do llama treks, where we would go out for 3 days, and we had seven or eight animals for that. But we found that it was too much competition with our other business. So now we just have several llamas running around. They're more like lawn ornaments. they have the run of the ranch.
Yeah, they're just a welcome committee. So what kind of animals at night do you have, or during the day? What is there something I might see? Do you have, because I don't know, folks, I am a Southern California girl. I haven't spent much time up in the mountains, just on a few trips. But at night, do you have bears, moose? I don't know. What do you
have? Well, of course, in the summertime, it's different than it is in the winter, when we average 230 inches of snow a year. Up here,
really?
19 feet.
Well, how many feet do we have outside right now?
Right now, well, we've had 144 inches so far this year. Now, not that much on the ground, because you'll get a certain amount of compaction and a little bit of melting and that sort of thing. But right now outside, we probably have about three to four feet.
Really?
But we've had 12 feet so far.
Is that a good?
That's good. That's about average. We're right on track.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Which that's why it's such an excellent place for cross-country skiing, mm-hmm. Because we get that wonderful powder snow and lots of it. And as I said, 50 kilometers of trail. It's common for people to ski and not see another skier during the day. So until they get in here for lunch.
Okay. Well, you guys are going to have to put a GPS on me when I'm snowshoeing, because who knows where I'll end up. And or I may need a big flag or something, so when I wave it, Jim, you're going to have to come out with a snowmobile and pick me up. So give me an idea. Go, Francois, only go so far. Go to that tree and turn around and come back, or we might lose you.
Well, we've got, the trails are very obvious because they're groomed.
Uh-huh.
And so you won't get lost that way unless you get off trail and decide to be adventuresome.
Yeah, well, not that much adventuresome, though, because this is definitely new territory for me. And, folks, again, we are at the Latigo Dude Ranch. It is just spectacular up here in Kremlin, Colorado, Latigo Trails. Now, there's so much more to talk about the family-style eating. I am looking at these spectacular views. First of all, I see the Continental Divide in front of me. I'm seeing the snow-capped winter wonderland out in front of me. But I'm inside where it's nice and warm with the fireplace going and gorgeous. And right next to me is the room where you have the family-style eating. And we only have about a minute or so left, Jim, in this segment of the show. But what are we having for lunch today?
You know, I haven't even checked in the kitchen.
I've
been outside working,
good.
So it smells good, but I don't even know what it is. I'm sure that you will be delighted with it, because Randy and Lisa do a fabulous job of cooking. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, and you use the words, when I was looking up a little bit about the Dude Ranch here, you use the words healthy, hearty, and I like all that. That rings a bell with me. And you have a little bit of something for everything, for everyone, and I'm sure, because we're out there doing all these, you're outside doing all these different activities, everyone works up a pretty healthy appetite.
You know, earlier you mentioned snow. When it snows, life doesn't quit.
Right.
I like to think that snow is life, because it's so invigorating. The cold, the silence. Snow makes things very silent. I just get invigorated when the winter comes.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having me up here to the Latigo Ranch. And there's so much more to come, folks. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we actually have one of the writers on the press trip to talk about the area here, and that is Gigi Ragland. A lot more right here on Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Latigo Dude Ranch up here in Kremlin, Colorado, where it is spectacular. We will be right back, folks.
People in the Mid-Atlantic region are today shoveling out from under what, in some spots, was record-breaking accumulation of snow. One area where this weekend's blizzard set records, the biggest city in Maryland.
A couple of guys are digging a car out of a private parking spot in Baltimore with the sun helping, and yet the small street behind them is unplowed with a couple of feet of snow.
Even if you dig this out, you're not going to be able to probably go much.
No.
In any place, really.
Winter Storm Jonas was a record breaker for Baltimore, 29.2 inches from a single storm. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan urged motorists to still stay home.
Here in Maryland, we received a season's worth of snow in just 2 days.
Throughout the Mid-Atlantic, drivers generally heeded the warnings to stay off roads. Bob Costantini, Baltimore.
Crews are out plowing and shoveling airport runways across the region, too. It's likely that will this afternoon allow a very limited number of flights into airports near New York City. D.C. area airports expected to open tomorrow. I'm Chaz Henry.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And, to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Ready?
Ready!
Saddle up Saturdays with MeTV's Most Wanted.
Glad you could ride over.
We've rustled up the most memorable westerns where you most want them.
You looking for me?
On MeTV.
Hit him up! Pull him out!
From Wagon Train to the Man with a Winchester.
The Rifleman.
Every Saturday, it's MeTV's Most Wanted Westerns. Starting at 11 a.m. on Time Warner Channel 14 and Files 21.
When you need heating and air conditioning system work in a hurry,
call the General.
When you want the job done right the first time,
call the General.
You bet. General Air Conditioning and Heating is the best little air conditioning company in the desert. Get a Service Plus agreement and you'll always get a discount on parts and labor and priority service too. So if you really want one less thing to worry about,
call the General and that's in order.
General Air Conditioning and Heating, 760-343-7488 or log on to callthegeneral.com.
The General and his troops are excited to announce the addition of plumbing to our comprehensive list of home comfort services. Hello, Frank Harrison. Whether it's your air not flowing or your water continuously flowing, it's our hope you will call in the General with confidence for your guaranteed satisfaction. Remember, we're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, with no overtime, and also 24-hour emergency service. Give us a call at 760-343-7488 or check us out at callthegeneral.com.
Here's your Money Minute with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
If you follow the markets, you've probably been getting seasick lately. But what if I told you that market volatility can be a good thing? If you're a bargain hunter, this is your coupon. So keep your shopping list handy. If you're a long-term investor with plenty of time before retirement, the money going into your 401k each month will buy more shares when the markets are down. And if you have a good financial plan, you can relax while others worry, because that plan will carry you beyond today's headlines. Of course, you should always consider professional guidance before making any financial decisions. That's your Money Minute. I'm Mo Ansari.
For more tips on investing during market volatility and other investment topics, listen to Market Wrap weekdays at 5 p.m. on this station. For a free consultation with Mo Ansari, call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA SIPC.
We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think on the contact page of Money Radio 1200.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, coming to you live from the beautiful winter wonderland of Kremlin, Colorado. I'm at the Latigo Ranch. You go to the website just right now, those of you listening online, latigotrails.com, and check it out. And I'll be posting a lot of pictures on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, all that social media stuff. And speaking of social media, I am actually here with a fam trip, and that is a trip where Gaylene Orr, who is with the Visitors Bureau. She gets writers together of all different types of genres. We have writers, photographers, and whatnot, and we go to these destinations and we check them out, and then we tell you all about them. And I thought it would be fun to have one of the writers in the group join us today, and that is Gigi Raglan. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, it's great to be here. Now, we have had quite an adventure. We started out in Grand Lake, Grand County, over there on one part of the mountains. And now we're over here.
Right. It's quite a difference.
Well, and that's what that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the air. You actually live in Colorado.
I do. I love it.
But you live not where we have been. Where do you live?
I live on the eastern side of the Continental Divide, and that's what we call the Front Range of Colorado, which includes the Denver metro area. And I live in Boulder County in a small town called Longmont.
Okay, so then, and what I'm trying to distinguish, because in California, being California native, we have the desert, we have the beaches, we have the mountains, we have Northern California. They're all different regions, but I think people that perhaps have never been to Colorado think of course, the Rocky Mountain National Park, these beautiful mountains, snow everywhere, and they don't realize there's a lot of lowlands, and you live in a completely different area than just, let's say, Grand County. How far away from where you live is Grand County?
Well, you would cross over the Rocky Mountains near Rocky Mountain National Park, and you would take I-70 to get to Grand County. The difference between the Front Range is that it is a little flat. It's about 5,000 feet in elevation. It also is the ending point of farmlands. So you get a lot of farmlands out on eastern Colorado. It's flat, but it's still high in elevation, and you still get the cold weather. But from where I live, I can see Long's Peak, thus the name Longmont, and it is one of the 14ers of Colorado. I believe there's 54 14ers, which means it's a mountain of 14,000 feet.
All right. I heard it in the van. You guys were 14ers and 15ers and 25 and all. And I didn't ask. I thought, well, they're just in a big conversation. I'm just going to listen. So now I understand that.
Right.
So the natives, you have terms, you Coloradoans, you have terms for the different heights of the mountains.
We do. 14ers, 13ers. Huh. And those are the tallest mountains. And Colorado has the most mountains in the continental U.S. that are 14,000 feet and above. None of them reach 15,000, though.
Okay, well, we're at 9,000. So are we a 9,000-er?
Yeah. Right now, we are.
We are. And with us, folks, is Gigi Raglan. She is a writer. She's been writing for several years, and she's up here for her own story. But we're all getting our own different take on this beautiful, these beautiful places we've been at. Now, you were with us over in Grand County at the Winter Carnival. Now, you went Nordic cross-country skiing.
It was fantastic. The Rocky Mountain National Park has free tours led by the rangers. It's a program where they offer beginners, intermediate, and advanced snowshoe tours and also cross-country ski tours in the park. And they also tell you stories. They talk about the geology, the history. We were at a beautiful historic ranch that is no longer in operation, but it's just a good way to learn about ranch life and then go beyond Rocky Mountain National Park and see what it's all about here.
So in your Nordic, which again, I admitted to this in the first segment of the show, I passed on that because I didn't want to slow you guys down. But in your Nordic adventure, you were out there a couple hours, I think.
We were.
And what did you see?
Oh, it was gorgeous. We were in a flat meadow, which the mountains surrounded us. They just hugged us. And as the sun came in on, what was it, like 10 degrees, you didn't feel cold because we were so warmly wrapped up in our winter gear. And the sun hit our faces and we felt so warm. And we crossed over, glided over this meadow, and we saw tracks. Uh-huh. We saw weasel tracks.
Oh.
And we saw, I think, fox tracks, probably tracking that weasel.
No fox or moose or bears or anything running around?
No, but okay. You could see their tracks, which was interesting. They were zigzagging and circling and that sort of thing. The ranger talked about that and brought out a weasel skin, to show us and describe that interaction. And then we went and circled the old cabins of the ranch.
Oh, how fun.
And there was an ice house, and they pioneered that area.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and then you came back after, and you know, I saw you all bundled up. I did take a picture of everyone all bundled up out there from your Nordic ski adventure. You came out back for the Winter Carnival all afternoon in Grand County. Now, had you been to the Winter Carnival before?
Never. And I heard it was probably one of the most fun in Colorado because they add some eclectic activities like human bowling.
Teapot curling.
And, you know, mattress races across the snowy main road. Normally, you know, you could probably see a dog sleeping out in the main road, but it was quite the activity yesterday. Fun. People were out having a great time.
It was fun. I have to interrupt because I don't want to forget to say this. There was snow golf out there. I actually played some snow golf. They had 4 or 5 holes set up. Hilarious for kids, adults. It was really, they had sprayed actually the greens with a food coloring dye to make it the green and a flag. It was really quite a fun day. Lots of people in downtown.
Oh, lots of people. And there were snow sculptures. There was a great frog, and a few people needed to kiss that frog, I think, because that got a lot of play. But it was just beautiful. And what's unique, I think, about Grand Lake is that it does overlook the lake, which is incredibly gorgeous, but it is embraced by Rocky Mountain National Park. And it really is one of the hidden gems of Colorado because you still get this feeling of local flavor, authenticity of mountain life. You know, people snowmobile around to get around sometimes because there's so much snow. 2 feet of ice on Grand Lake, which makes it accessible to snowmobile. When the sun is shining, you feel like the winter angels are just looking out over you. It's beautiful.
I agree, because it just really is spectacular. Breathtaking, really, it comes to mind. And I know some of you sent me some email saying, Francoise, I'm sure it's cold. You know, it is cold, but you wear the appropriate clothing, and with the sun shining, it was fantastic. And you really, everywhere you look, your jaw just drops, because it is so spectacular. Now, we just have a couple minutes left, Gigi, and what let's talk about, then we're up here at Latigo Ranch. We are up at 9,000 feet here, completely different setting. You have not been up in this area before?
No, I haven't.
And what's your first response?
Well, I love the way you know that you're somewhere remote, because you, at the end of the highway, you take kind of an off-road that's a tad snow-covered. So Latigo Ranch is beautifully remote, where all you hear is maybe the wind rushing against the snow, icicles dripping, people laughing because they're having a good time. I can hear them in the other room.
Oh, yeah. I can smell it.
And I have to say, I was just taken aback sitting on the front porch, because I could do that here in 20-degree weather with the sun shining on my face, looking out over the Continental Divide. I cannot believe the views here. It is amazing, really. And for me, that is a real treat. If I didn't cross-country ski or do anything else all day, I would sit on that front porch and look at the view.
Well, Gigi Raglan, thank you so much. I know you want to go in there to get to that lunch, so you have a great time. Enjoy your lunch. Actually, you're not going anywhere. I'm going to see you later on today.
Yeah.
So maybe you can give me some snowshoe pointers as well, you and Lindsay out there, and we'll tackle it together. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Gaylene Orr joins us. She is with Grand County Tourism. We have a lot more coming to you live from Latigo Ranch. It is a dude ranch up here in Kremlings, Colorado. Spectacular. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Are you looking for a dry cleaner that does more than send your clothes out? Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert is the place to go. They offer dry cleaning, wash, press only, repairs, and alterations with the latest technology in organic dry cleaning. This environmentally safe, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site. Your clothes never leave the premises. Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, Country Club in Monterey and Palm Desert. Drop by or call 760-341-2129. See you there.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052. Or on the web at commandone.com.
B. Olsen's Jewelers. A full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers. Let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today. A family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Coming to you live from Kremlings, Colorado, I'm at the Latigo Dude Ranch up here, and you go to the website, which is latigotrails.com, and check it out right now. For those of you listening online that like to peruse the internet, but certainly you want to go to Traveling with Francoise and go on all the lakes so you can see pictures of the beginning of my trip. I don't have too many posted yet here from the ranch from Latigo. I will do that as the day goes on and tomorrow, because I've spent the first 2 days here on my trip to Colorado in Grand County at Grand, where I was before during the summer, but this time it took a different twist, came up during the winter in Grand Lake for the Winter Carnival. And all this came about because of our next guest, who is Gaylene Orr. She is with the Grand County Tourism. Hi, Gaylene.
Hi.
You're back again on the air.
I am. It's always a pleasure.
Well, and it's so beautiful up here. Our first two guests, Jim, of course, we were talking about the ranch. Gigi came on, and we talked about the different areas in Colorado, because people that have never been here tend to think of either the Rocky Mountain National Park or, I don't know, the Broncos.
But, right, yeah. Right. Well, we have one of the two that are in the county.
Which is a big day for the Broncos, so we know later on people will be going there. But now you work with, tell us who you work with.
So I work with the Grand County Tourism Board, and I represent the county, which is called Grand County. And it's a very large county. It's about the size of Delaware here in the northwest Colorado Mountains. And we have the towns of Kremling, which we are near. We also have Hot Sulphur Springs, which has natural hot springs. We have the town of Grand Lake, which we've talked about, Colorado's largest natural lake and home to the Colorado River, as well as Winter Park, which is known for their great downhill skiing, snowboarding, and mountain biking in the summer.
So, and right now, and again, as we were talking earlier, that Latigo Ranch is a year-round destination. Basically, everything in the mountains is a year-round destination. We tend to think because it's snow out there, and I forgot how many inches Jim said that they have already here at the ranch, life just shifts gears into a different mode. You have visitors from around the world that come out here to cross-country ski, to snowshoe, to downhill skiing, because this is so, the snow is so pristine here.
Oh, it's fabulous. I think we saw that as we've been driving around the county, just how nice the snow has been, particularly this year. It's been great for people that do want to try a new adventure, going out to cross-country ski or snowmobile or snowshoeing or even ice fishing. We saw a lot of that,
right,
driving
ice
today. Which next weekend is the ice fishing contest on Lake Granby, which is Colorado's second largest reservoir. And we'll see about 10,000 fishermen out there trying to get their big fish so they can get the grand prize.
So now up here at the Latigo Ranch, I know that Grand Lake was in Grand County. Mm-hmm. Is this still considered part of Grand County?
Yes.
Up here? How large,
yes,
is Grand County?
It's about the size of Delaware. So that, just to give the perspective, it's a big county. And as we saw just even driving today, it's you can get somewhere across Kauai faster than you can in this county. But that's what's so nice about it, is that it's just, you can get, go to any part of this county and feel like your little piece of heaven.
Well, and the diversity, too. I noticed we go from, the mountains are always there, but then you go into these huge valleys, or I just call them kind of flatlands or plains. There's quite a diverse demographic to, or actually geography to the land here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we are, to our east is the Continental Divide. And then, you know, we have these valleys, but then you do have these mountain peaks. And part of it is because of the Colorado River and how it formed the land, too. So it's beautiful, though.
And you told me a story last time I was here, and you mentioned Colorado River. And if I'm way off on this, I apologize. But didn't you say that the Colorado River actually starts up in the mountains somewhere nearby?
It starts like 9 miles outside of Grand Lake in Rocky Mountain National Park. So there's two sides to Rocky Mountain National Park, the east side and the west side, and Grand Lake is on the west side, and that is the headwaters for the Colorado River, which the Colorado River at one point was called the Grand River, and that's why you have like a Grand Lake, you have the Grand Canyon, because it was formed by the Grand River, which is now the Colorado River.
Yeah, okay. It's because we just tend to think, oh, the Colorado River just goes,
yeah,
on forever. All across the United States, there's the Colorado River. We're just so used to that. Now, when folks coming out here, they want to plan their trip. And it's always, I always urge them to go to Chambers. And we're going to have Samantha Miller come on later on and talk to us about the Grand Lake Chamber. But to get an overall view of Grand County, this area completely, they should actually go to the Visitors Bureau.
Absolutely. Or the Grand County Tourism Board's website, right, which is just visitgrandcounty.com.
All right. And tell us, can you plan a trip out of just going to the website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The website gives you activities, the hotels to stay in. You can actually book hotels on that website. It gives you contact information if you do want to call maybe one of the different chambers. I forgot that we also have the town of Granby in Grand County, too. That's the town I live in. Yeah, I should know that.
We always forget where we live. We talk to everybody else, but we always forget where we live.
And so, you know, they can contact one of the chambers there, but the website is really comprehensive, and they will be able to find.
And again, folks, that is visitgrandcounty.com. I've been actually hashtagging that on almost all my posts, so you can click on right there. And I've sometimes been putting the website as well. I don't know if the hashtags lead to the website. I'm not sure how that works. Oh, you're nodding your head. Yes.
Yes.
Know that more than I do, so there you go. But again, a big county up here, beautiful county, and you get so you have the summer activities. Tell us about some of the events. You said there have the ice fishing contest, of course. Grand Lake just had the winter carnival. Are there other winter carnivals in Grand County, or is that pretty much the big one? They had fireworks last night.
There actually is another winter carnival that will be coming up next month in Winter Park.
Okay.
And it's their Winter Park Carnival, and that's really fun. They have snowshoe races. You can go skiing at, again, Winter Park, which is a fabulous resort.
Well, and you brought that because we drove by it. And Winter Park is completely different from the Latigo Ranch here and completely different from Grand Lake, because that seems to me more of a ski lodging type hub. Am I right there?
It's a ski area. Yeah. Definitely Winter Park is known for their skiing. They're the fourth largest ski area in the state of Colorado. Uh-huh. And we're so close to Denver. So to be able to get to a major ski area in an hour and a half is really nice. And Winter Park, you can go downhill skiing. They have tubing hills there. They have cross-country centers that are done on that end as well. And so there's so many fun things to do. Another popular thing that has just started in the Winter Park area is the fat biking. So people can still, if you're an avid bike rider, you can still go biking now on the snow.
Oh.
They have
just learning to walk on the snow, Gaylene. You know, right? So the snowshoeing would be enough adventure for me. Yeah.
Get you out on a bike with fat tires.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you have been outside wandering around a little bit more than me because I came in. I wanted to set up, get ready for the show. Just beautiful. Now, I know we're going to go snowshoeing and do all sorts of things. You visit all of Grand County. That's part of your job, is to know the entire area.
Right.
And all the areas just really all have their own unique individual personalities.
Oh, absolutely. Every town has its own personality, which is why I love showing it to people. Because, you know, Winter Park is for downhill skiers, you think. And Grand Lake is maybe somebody that wants to go into the park and do a ranger-led tour. And then you come over to Kremlin, to Latigo, and you have just a totally different experience, an all-inclusive experience.
Yeah, completely. Because you said, and we were driving up, what was the road that we took? Not the ice road, the main highway.
Highway 40.
Highway 40. So we are coming up, folks, and Gaylene says, okay. And I'm talking about, wow, the roads are really clear. And she said, well, there's one road up here that is a little bit different. And yes, you turn off, and just the road to come back here to Latigo Ranch. And there are some other homes, I gather, mm-hmm. spread out. You don't really see them because everybody
right.
is so far. And they have over, I think, 500 acres here for just this ranch property alone, is what Jim was saying. But definitely you get out here, and as soon as you turn off the beaten path, again, your whole view changes one more time in just a moment's notice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what, again, I love about this county, is that you have these incredible views of the Continental Divide. I mean, it's our next door neighbor. And so every view is so spectacular. You just can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's something that I always appreciate living here. Is
well, and then again, the website, folks, visitgrandcounty.com to check it out. Check all out everything that is going on here in Grand County, winter and summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this is a county that that actually is a thriving tourist destination all year long because of the different seasons.
Right.
You have
right.
the spring, you have the fall, you have the winter, you have, of course, the summer.
Yes.
So people can pick and choose what they want to enjoy the most.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And the four seasons do offer each traveler something different. If you're a mountain biker, I forgot to mention, we have another ski area in the county called Granby Ranch. And that's a great ski area for families or people learning to ski. And it's just down the road from Winter Park. But, you know, if you're wanting to try to it depends what you want to do, right? Like if you want to learn how to fly fish, or if you want to try ice fishing, or if you want to try mountain biking, is really popular up here, or the hiking. Summer and winter are just it's endless on what you want to do. You know, we even say, why join a gym? We have acres of land to do fun things on.
Yeah, I think that would be the last business I would want to open up here in the area is the gym, because there's just so much to do and you want to be outside. And of course, in all the areas, not to worry, folks, I might make it sound like we are definitely out in the middle of nowhere, but you have your Starbucks, you have all the stores spread out throughout, so not in the little towns, though, and that's what makes them even more unique and more special. Again, we said that Grand Lake has how many stop signs? Four stop signs?
Yeah, that's where your main point when you're telling somebody directions. You're like, go to the four stop sign.
And no big box stores. We don't really need, you don't even think about it when you're not here. When they're not here, you don't even think about it. Your way of life changes. And then coming up here, we did have a couple signals. I think there was one in Kremlin.
There was one.
And we went right through it. It was beautiful. Well, Gaylene, again, I want to thank you for having me up here in this winter. We talked about it when I was here in the summer.
Yes.
Gaylene said, Francoise, we are bringing you up for Winter Carnival. And
we got you out here. We're so happy. And she's been a trooper.
10 layers. How many layers do I have on now? I don't know. But it's been so well worth it because it is so spectacular. So again, Gaylene, or she is with the Grand County Tourism. The website is visitgrandcounty.com. Check it out. And you can talk to your friends about it as well. Gaylene, thank you so much. We have a lot more left of the show here.
We do. And then we're going to get you out on snowshoes.
Yeah, that's after I eat lunch now. I keep selling that great food. All right, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment for our national local news break. Then we come back with more Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Latigo Ranch here in Kremlin, Colorado. Just spectacular. So stick around and check out my website and go to those links. We'll be right back.